Welcome to Business Next, news and views on the latest developments of importance to Michigan's small business owners. Business Next is produced by the Small Business Association of Michigan. Your host is Michael Rogers.
Thanks very much. Here on Business Next, my guests and I share tips and advice on how you can become more profitable and successful in your small business operation. There's an archive of previous shows that you can listen to on all kinds of great topics, like managing your finances and handling your employees. And you can get online alerts when new shows are available by following me on Twitter, M.W. Rogers, that's M.W.R.O.G.E.R.S. on Twitter. Well, today in the program, I'm delighted to have another opportunity to talk to a member of the Small Business Association of Michigan's Leadership Council. Kevin Bagola is the owner of KB Titanium Designs based up in Linden. And the name itself, KB Titanium Designs, doesn't do full justice to what an interesting company he's got. So, Kevin, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Michael.
Well, tell us about the companies that you have under that title of KB Titanium Designs.
Yeah, so KB Titanium Designs is more of a parent company, but within that, I guess, umbrella, we have Brick Street Exchange, which is our retail store here in Linden. We're a men's specialty shop, and we carry, you know, different things like apparel, boots. We have a grooming area with, like, men's shaving products. We have a lot of gift items as well. And then the other side of the company is called TitaniumBuzz.com, and that's kind of what got me started doing what I was doing. We're going on about 12 years now, and I started it out of my house, and we specialize in men's wedding rings, because when I started into the scene, there wasn't a lot out there, and men's wedding rings seem to be kind of an afterthought for most people. So we have about 1,500 to 1,600 rings online, and we basically ship everywhere around the world.
Well, Kevin, do you have a jewelry background, or how did you kind of get the entrepreneurial bug and decide to start these companies?
Yeah, you know what? I don't. I'm not a jeweler by trade. You know, at an age of entering into the corporate world, I just realized, you know, sitting in a cube all day just wasn't, you know, for me. And I was looking for a way out. And when I bought my wedding ring, I noticed that there wasn't a lot to pick from. You go to a lot of jewelry stores and, you know, they don't have a small selection. So at one point, I wanted to try an online store kind of as a hobby and versus risking everything I had. So I started this all while working in the corporate world. And at that point, once it started to really take off and get serious, that's when kind of things changed and I went full time and quit. But it was really just an idea. And to tell you the truth, it was just off that niche. And I knew I wanted something different, and a lot of different things weren't out there. So when I was looking for relationships in the marketplace to start manufacturing and all that stuff, I teamed up with some great companies across the country, and they manufacture for us privately.
An interesting niche that you kind of captured immediately was using titanium in the rings, right?
Yeah, you know, titanium is one of those metals that a lot of people know about. I mean, they make golf clubs out of it. There's a lot of medical devices. So it's a relatable thing. And what we tried to do is just take your average simple titanium bands and kind of bring them to, like, the next level. So I used to watch, you know, some different TV programs, and if you've ever watched, like, that Orange County Chopper program, those guys basically make motorcycles for people within, like, different niches, and I just basically took that same model and took it across different sectors. So, you know, we do camouflage and hunting rings for outdoors people. We do sports themes rings for people who are into sports. We do tire tread rings that look like specific tire tread patterns for people who are gearheads and into motorsports.
I was especially intrigued by the meteorite rings because I've been an amateur astronomer for a long time, and that sounds like that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's kind of crazy because once people hear meteorite, they're like, well, does that really, how does that happen? So what happens is these guys are all out there sourcing these huge pieces of meteor, and it's kind of like one of those resources that isn't going to be around forever because people are eating them up and doing different things with them. So once it's cut open and you get to see those different crystals and all that stuff on the meteorite, it looks really awesome on a wedding band. So it's kind of a more expensive ring, but it it also tells a story. So a lot of people can kind of show off their ring and show others what they're, you know, kind of all about. It's a personality for sure.
How do you get the ideas for the different types of men's wedding bands, the different designs, the different categories? Is it all come out of your head, or you also get input from your customers?
Well, we do get input from our customers, and to tell you the truth, over the years, we've developed like some of the lines on our own and, you know, kind of expanded out based on what customers are telling us. But one of the kind of the funny stories I have is we first did the camel wedding band after my wife and I, we were watching a show called, called My Big Fat Redneck Wedding, which was a show that was on TV. And I said, you know, these people need wedding rings. So that's when I started developing a camouflage wedding ring. And that's like one of the things that, you know, I created from start to finish out of our house and prototyped and everything. And now it's been ripped off, everywhere in the jewelry market. And I guess the big thing for us is we do like officially licensed items. So we want to be like the most authentic out there. So we work with Realtree and Mossy Oak, which are two huge camouflage companies out in the marketplace. And we get to use their specific patterns in our rings as well. So a lot of the ideas are sparked by that. And then we kind of work off customers. And we've seen just about any type of ring out there. We get some crazy ideas from time to time.
Yeah, those names like Realtree, they're very familiar to me. I used to be a bow hunter, so I can see why. Okay. That'd be very appealing to guys who especially really into the outdoors.
Yeah, and a lot of those guys have a hard time like finding a ring that they like, and that's what we're trying to fill the void is, you know, women, when they're getting married, everybody's excited and everything, but they really truly want their guy to wear a wedding band. So when the guy actually finds something that he likes, and normally the guy would never wear jewelry, it makes her happy and it makes us happy too, because we're doing the right thing for different customers out there who are not into traditional like flashy gold rings or something that, you know, costs a lot of money. They want to feel like they can kind of beat it up and wear it every day.
My guest today is Kevin Bagola, the owner of KB Titanium Designs. Back with more right after this. You're listening to Business Next on the Michigan Business Network.